More like radio, less like crap.
I like him, though. You know, I make fun of him, but, you know, I love my parents. My dad's a real, you know, man's man, which I'm not. I'm such a pussy. Like, I just never did any manly shit in my life. I think it started with, like, first of all, I never played sports. All right, because I suck at sports and I hate them. I played video games. That's what I was raised on. And then, this is funny. Recently, I tried to start playing sports video games because I was like, oh, I'll be good at those. I suck worse at sports video games than I do at real sports. It's embarrassing. I suck so bad. I'll play like Madden on Xbox, and the commentators don't know what to say to each other when I'm playing it. Like, I don't know what the fuck is going on right now, John. I've never seen the game do this before. There's no way a grown man is playing this. There's a dog stepping on the controller randomly. Ooh. I really don't like sports. I don't have anything against sports. I have something against the stadiums. Football in particular. I mean, my God, what happened? Stadiums used to have real names, you know? But I travel everywhere, and you see them. Every city you go to, there's like, you know, it's you see like the Monster.com Arena, or the PNC Bank Center, or the Luke Oil Stadium. And it's like, you know, I'm from Philly. Veterans Stadium. It used to be called Veterans Stadium. What a beautiful name. Now it's called Lincoln Financial Field. Ugh. It's just so gross. It really makes me sad. You know, because they could have called it Lincoln Field. That would have been their name, and it sounds patriotic, and everybody wins. They're like, no, they're going to know who owns this stadium. Well, yeah, they should know, because that's your core demographic, Lincoln Financial. Eagles fans. Yeah. Yeah, those are the guys with the big investment dollars, right? Some fat shit puking up hot dogs all over his tits and his beer gut on a Sunday afternoon. Yeah! Oh, you know what? That reminds me. Move all my stocks from Wachovia to Lincoln Financial on Monday. I'm getting killed on my long and shorts over there. I can't have this anymore. So I don't like sports. All my friends love sports. Why do guys that love sports not understand that there are guys that hate sports? You know? Because my friends always want to convert me. You know, every year during, like, playoffs or whatever. I don't even know what the fuck, final, whatever that's called. I don't know. They call me, though. Bro! Yo, you gotta come over, dog. Playoffs! It's on! The shit's going down tonight, son! I hate it. I don't care. You'll get into it, dude. Even you'll get into this shit, dude. They just got Michael Vick. They're playing his former team. Yo, the shit's going down tonight. That's literally the equivalent if I called them with all my nerdy sensibility and said, dude, yo, you gotta come over tonight, dog. You gotta watch me play Magic the Gathering for 2 hours. I don't want to do that. Bro, you'll get into it. I just got the blue dwarf card. He wields white and black magic simultaneously. He's fighting the tree wizard. It's on. The shit's going down tonight.
Yeah. Fellas, are you looking to spice things up in the bedroom? Been fantasizing about surprising your lover with an adventurous new toy or adult movie? Well, here's an offer you won't be able to resist. Go to adamandeve.com, and for a limited time only, you'll get 50% off just about any item. But that's not all. Oh, no. When you select your one item at 50% off, you'll also receive 3 free adult DVDs for a little inspiration. Plus, a free extra gift so sensual, we can't mention it on the radio. And to top it all off, we'll even throw in free shipping on your entire order. And no, we're not teasing. So check out adamandeve.com today for this special offer. Get 50% off one item when you type DEAL48 for the offer code upon checkout. When you do, you'll get 3 free DVDs, a free extra gift, and free shipping. Just use offer code DEAL48 at adamandeve.com.
Radio radio you have to atone for. MoreLikeRadio.com. Professional radio without the rules.
This is what you missed last week on Dutch and Royce.
It's fantastic.
No. No.
I like it. I really like it.
That was unedited. That was Marie in the middle of a sentence. Like, someone tried to interrupt her and she got angry, I feel.
The way we
and
have.
And then this came out.
No.
We have Ian in the chat saying Nicolas Cage is Batman. Enough said. I would take that. I'd take a Nick Cage Batman. No?
No, not at all.
No, but wait. Listen to my plot.
No.
It's so childish.
I'm Marie. That's the new I don't agree with something button.
Oh my god. I'm hilarious.
Check out Dutch and Royce live Tuesdays 10 to midnight only on morelikeradio.com. Italiano vero. Italiano vero.
It's time for Dutch and Royce.
No!
I have to have sex with Dutch.
Yeah, you can just beat off to me and then leave.
How do you positive spin herpes?
That's what I say about penises.
This is not good radio!
A hippo's not a porpoise.
Oh, I was talking about you.
I'm still also not a porpoise.
Really? You know what's sad? Match.com accepted a rapist, and you can't get on eHarmony.
Remind me never to leave this show, because if I do, you will just go on a tear and ruin my life.
No, I would never ruin your life, Dutch. You do a good job with that by yourself.
Ow.
But yeah, no, your drinking problem, remember?
Other than the prostitute that I lost my virginity to? No.
Dude! You're a loser. You were you stupid jerk. Dude.
Don't forget, we are better than you.
There's one sound that no one knows. What does the fox say?
I want to play out for a second.
What the fox say?
Hi, everybody.
Welcome to Dutch and Royce. It is Tuesday, September 10th.
Never
all
forget.
Caps Tuesday. All caps. Just yell everything in the chat room tonight. All caps.
Oh, that's right. Tomorrow's September 11th. Oh, wow.
Tomorrow's September 11th, you stupid son of a bitch.
2013. 12 years after the year of our Lord.
It is.
Numbers 954-573-2780. I am Joel Van Wingerden here with Royce Lopez.
Hi, I am Royce Lopez. I am here with you.
Marie Sarkeesian.
Hi, I'm Marie.
And Mitchell Slick One Heil.
Hi, I'm Mitchell Slick One Heil.
So, if you're listening to us on the podcast and want to check us out live every Tuesday night, obviously, 10 to midnight Eastern Time on morelikeradio.com. And hit us up on all of our Twitters and all kinds of fun stuff like
Twit
that.
I believe more than one Twitter is Twit Eye.
Twit Eye?
Yeah, I believe that's what it is.
That's what I have to say about that. Have you seen this yet?
Oh, this is going to be new for me, so I have the video.
Okay, well, yeah, because before the show, Marie's like, I have this video, I don't know what to make of it. Maybe you, I don't know, should we play it? She said it to him. I'm like, oh yeah, I'm totally using this for our intro music.
Here we go. What's it called? It's called the Fox.
Okay. Oh, okay. I always thought it was called What the Fox Say, but it's hold on real quick. Let me give a quick background. It's two Norwegian talk show hosts, and they put a lot of production behind this thing. So just go ahead and just roll it.
Professional.
All right. Ahem.
Dog goes woof, cat goes meow, bird goes tweet, and mouse goes squeak. Cow goes moo, frog goes crow, and the elephant goes toot. Ducks say quack, and fish go blub, and the seal goes ow, ow, ow. But there's one sound that no one knows.
Oh, here we go!
What does the fox say?
Ding, 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 ding.
What the fox say?
I think I'm pregnant.
Just let it go. Let's just listen to the whole thing. What the fuck?
What the fuck say? And then they go back to the serious, faraway looks. That's my favorite part of the video so far.
What just happened?
What's happening?
I don't know. Just let it happen. Just let it go.
Fine, I'm scared. I'm not gonna lie to you, I'm scared. Your fur is red, so beautiful, like an angel in disguise. But if you meet a friendly host, will you communicate by more? How will you speak to that? What does the fox say? All right, I'm 70. Hold on. I am 70% sure that's not the noise a fox makes.
Hold on, they're going to tell you the secret of the fox. Hold on, watch, watch.
Okay.
See, we don't really know what the song sound is.
I'm scared, Dutch.
Hold on.
Wait, is the fox the guardian angel?
Yes.
This plot is so hard.
Shut
to
up,
follow.
The fox is singing.
Okay.
Is that not the greatest thing you've ever seen?
Okay. I think I know what's going on here. Is that it's way more fun to make a professional video of nonsense than to write good lyrics and have a shitty video.
Well, that's the point. These guys are talking. I don't know if they're radio show hosts or the actual show hosts, but it's meant to be goofy and silly. It's not meant to be...
Well, no, I think they're actually making fun of like pop music where it's just a bunch of dumb nonsense.
Oh, yeah.
Gibberish. And people will still watch it 15 million times.
How great is it, though?
It's proving so many points. One, a good beat will trump any lyric.
Oh, yeah.
So it doesn't matter.
And it
goes across language barriers, too. If they're Norwegian, that's even more brilliant.
I think you guys are looking too deep into it. I think it's just two guys being goofy and happen to have money to do it.
Yeah, I think it's that. I think if I had enough money, I would do the same thing. I could understand it. I would do the same thing. It's brilliant. It's
my
brilliant.
Favorite part of it, though, is their faraway looks, like staying on a porch or somewhere or in the middle of the woods, and they're the deep look in their eyes. They're selling it.
I don't know if it's them being bored, if it's them proving a point, if it's them just amusing themselves and hoping that 15 million other people are also amused.
I'd like to assume it's all of those.
I like to assume it's all of it, too. I like to think that this song is multidimensional. What the fuck, say? What the fuck, say? This also kind of reminds me of Arrested Development.
Wow. That was freaky. Weird. I need to. Yeah, it's like that.
Well, no, it's obvious because it's like the family not knowing what a chicken sounds like, so they're just doing like. It's exactly the joke.
I haven't seen the show.
This is brilliant.
Is it a grade? This has been in my head all weekend. Like, I think I first heard it on in like maybe like Thursday-ish.
This is so good.
I don't know. It was sometime last week, but Yeah, it first popped on our radar. It's already up to 15 million views. When I first saw it, I think it was like 5, maybe 6 million views, right. But it's exploded over the weekend.
Scrambler is such a good point. This would be a great karaoke song.
Oh, yeah.
This would be so much fun to sing karaoke to. I can hear this being played at a club. It's a good beat.
Oh, I played it this weekend. I had my sister was having this big going away party, and she asked me to DJ it, and I definitely played this, and half the people there knew what I was doing, and were running on the floor just being ridiculous, and another half was like, what the fuck is this?
Oh my god, this is perfect.
This is going to be the soundtrack to this show for the next month or so, people, by the way. Get used to it.
This is so... I'm so happy about this.
You've already... This is the third time in a row you've played it now.
I can't get enough of it. I've never been this happy. J-pop could suck my dick.
Seriously. This song was good enough that I clicked to a related video of the same artist. The guys also made a song called Stonehenge. It's not as super catchy. It's a slower song. And I still don't know if I think it's as fun or as good as this one, but I like their shtick. I like what they're going
for. Here, hold on. There's an article that Cornax posted in the chat room about this particular thing. And they have a whole article about it. But they break it down. They said the song proposes a number of different possible Fox vocalizations. First one being gear-a-ding-ding-ding-ring-a-ding-a-ding. Wop-pop-pop-pop-pop-pow. Hate-to-hate-hate-he-how.
All valid.
Chuff-chuff-chuff-chuff-chuff-chuff.
Yeah. Chuck-a-chuck-a-chuck-a-chuck-a-chow. Quack-a-quack-a-quack-a-low.
This song is phenomenal. The more I hear it, the more I like it.
The dancing, like, I find new favorite parts of the video every time. Like, for the longest time, or for the last couple of days, it's been they're long off stairs when they're singing seriously. Now it's the background dancers who are wearing like Mormon outfits with like black ties and shirts, but then they also have like a fox mask on, and they're
somebody
so professional, precise.
A guest posted a video in the chat saying those are actual fox sounds. I'm gonna play this video blindly. Fox calls. It's just a video of fox calls. Let's see what they are here. Hold on. Let's
see how close this Norwegian guy got to.
This call is used by adult foxes to warn their cubs of other foxes in danger.
Dumbass fox. You sound nothing like the song.
Vixen's scream. Wow. Wow.
That's
foxes
terrifying.
What
is this?
Ah!
That is terrifying.
Ah! Ah!
This isn't as pleasant. Go back to
Go back to the other one. You're harsh on my
vibe. I
don't
like foxes anymore. They're scary.
Yeah.
What happened?
What does the fox say?
Wow!
The fox doesn't say much. It just scratches your eyes out.
Here, Dutch. Okay, here.
No, see, that's better.
Much better.
It just sounds like it's getting murdered in the background.
Oh, Jesus.
That's a fox on a roller coaster. Okay, this song isn't off.
This song is pretty accurate.
It's pretty damn accurate.
Wow, okay, thank you, guest. I want to give credit to the guest. Who was that?
Yeah, change your name.
I believe.
They did. Shauza.
I believe that was Wa-cha-cha-cha-cha-chow.
Wa-cha-cha-cha-cha-chow. Oh, Shauza. Thank you, Shauza. Yes, foxes, do not fuck around, sir. That is the one thing we've learned from this video. Those are scary, dude. Now that I know, but imagine if you're sleeping and all of a sudden you hear that noise outside, like, gah!
I'd much rather hear the Norwegian version of it.
I just imagine foxes and dick bags that wake somebody up with a scream like that.
Yeah.
Just peacefully sleeping and they just get up in your face. And just,
ah! Now my new favorite part now is his dancing here.
Yes, yes, that dancing is amazing.
I feel like you're hot.
Do a barrel roll. Get it?
Yeah, why were you playing that in the middle of it? You ruined the song.
Oh, yeah. I ruined this. Hold on. I ruined the song.
The song was great. You didn't need to add to it.
I apologize, Dutch. I ruined the song. My bad.
You ruined it.
All right. Can we move on? Because that's way too much fun to start off. Now everything's going to be downhill from here.
Right. Okay. Since it broke last night? Jimmy Kimmel. There was a viral video that was going on. It's called like the worst twerk fail ever, where a girl was twerking, fell, and set her pants on fire. I mean, we'll just play the video from here.
Would you say that she was a liar?
Oh, pants on fire. I get it.
Video in which her haphazard twerking led to setting herself aflame. We were able to get in touch with her, and she joins us live now via Skype from Kansas City. Please say hello to Caitlin. Hi, Caitlin. How are you?
Hey, Caitlin's kind of cute.
Caitlin's hot.
I'll get straight to the question everyone wants answered. How are your yoga pants?
My pants are a little burnt.
I got a skull.
You got a skull?
Why would you upload something which, I don't know, is kind of embarrassing?
I did not want to at first, but my friend kind of talked me into
it. When I'm from Kansas City, so there's nothing else to do here. So I just set myself on fire.
Into it, and here I am.
When you put it online, did you have any idea how popular it was going to become?
I had no clue. This is literally like my first YouTube submission.
Now, before we go any further, I think most people are wondering why the video stopped so suddenly. It seemed like there was more to see. Why did it stop there?
Oh, it got a little intense, but I do have the rest of the footage.
Yes, you have provided us with the rest of the video. I think it would be better if we do this together, actually.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. I just saw a preview. Sorry.
Excuse me for 1 second.
Sure.
And,
oh, no. Okay. Oh, no. It's so bad.
Okay.
Oh, no.
What do you mean? No, hold on, dude. This gets way better. Believe me. Have you not seen this yet?
No, I haven't. But I saw I see what's coming up.
Now, should we show the full director's cut?
I think it's time.
I think it is time, too. Yeah. Let's roll that.
So this is the actual video that went viral. And everybody picked it up. Cute chick, yoga pants, twerking it.
Twerking on the bookshelf like a baller.
She was turning the thing up and then
twerking on the door.
Ass in the air. Nice button.
There's a candle on the table. Keep that in mind. Foreshadowing. She fell. Oh my God! She's on fire! Oh my God, she's on fire!
She's burning alive! Thanks, Jimmy Kimmel.
All part of the job, man.
Pause it real quick. So before Jimmy Kimmel came in, the video cut, and that's what went huge. And so that you can keep playing. They'll explain it.
To the conspiracy theorists on the internet who thought the video was fake, you were right. It was fake. We made it up. I'm also the guy who bit Charlie's finger, by the way. We shot that video 2 months ago, and we posted it on YouTube. We didn't send it to any TV stations. We didn't. I didn't tweet it. We didn't put it on any news websites. We just put it on the internet, on YouTube, and let the magic happen. And the magic happened. It got 9 million views in a week.
That's awesome that he didn't even tweet it or anything. God, that's really...
Hold on, dude. Watch him just make a fool out of the news.
Okay.
Just in a week. And well, your name isn't even Caitlin, is it? Tell everyone your real name.
Hi, my name is Daphne Avalon, and I'm a stunt woman.
You're a stunt woman, and we swore Daphne to secrecy. You couldn't tell anyone, but did any of your family or friends see the video and then wonder what you were doing in it?
Everyone saw it. I got numerous, like, Facebook...
Did any of them think it was real when they saw you in it, knowing you were a stunt woman?
My ex-boyfriend from high school sent me like this worried Facebook message, like, "Oh my gosh, I saw this video. It looks like you. Are you okay?" Like,
you think he's still in love with you?
No, I don't. I
go to school.
We got a lot of interview requests for you sent to our YouTube channel, and we didn't respond to any of them. And even though the video was fake, that did not stop hundreds of news outlets from showing it. Some people even blamed Miley Cyrus.
Oh, no.
Watch.
I'm going to play more, but hold on a second before we continue. Because I haven't seen this. To show you how brilliant Jimmy Kimmel is, and you can say whatever you want. The guy is brilliant.
Oh, yeah.
He is that talented that he came up with a video, did not say it was from him, did not tweet it. It still got 9 million views. And the stupid media. Okay, let me play it.
As if this was her fault. But this is just a sampling of some of the many, many media outlets who fell for our little prank.
For this segment, we thought we just had to trot out this video because apparently it's everywhere.
The first time I saw a viral video, 2 million views. It now has 8 million. The girl in this video was trying to make a sexy twerk video for her boyfriend.
Check out this twerker. Girl on fire.
Watch how a twerking girl literally sets herself on fire.
She catches on fire. That girl was on fire.
Now the internet is on fire.
Dangerous side effect of the fad known as twerking.
Apparently twerking, or just trying to do it, is getting downright dangerous.
So this is a major twerking fail.
Some are calling it the world's biggest twerking fail.
This could be the most disastrous attempt at twerking of all time.
This is an example of how not to twerk.
This girl's foray into twerking ended in near disaster.
You're twerking, you might catch on fire.
Oh my God. I do believe the look on her face is
panic. That he is.
You know how brilliant he is?
Brilliant.
And not only does he make the news look like idiots, but he gets himself out there being a late night talk show host in the era where late night talk shows kind of going the way of the dodo bird. And he's doing this kind of shit and just making them look like idiots. It's awesome.
The only two that I could even see, and I don't really watch any of them anymore, but the only two that I can stand to watch are Kimmel and Conan.
JLC lately. Yeah. Oh.
Kimmel. I like Craig Kilburn. I think he's not Craig Kilburn, the other guy you replaced. I meant Craig Ferguson. Sorry.
Yeah, I know you like Craig Ferguson.
He's kind of funny. But Kimmel's funny. Rocking it, man. He's that was fucking brilliant what he did there.
He has the best video ideas out of anybody. I love all of them.
And he's the only one that's really live, right?
He's the only one that's actually live. Everybody else tapes.
Yeah, he's not pre-recorded or anything. So.
So it that was I like the ones where like he'll go to like Coachella or any of these big music festivals and he'll send someone around going and he'll just have made up band names and be like, are you excited to see the Stinky Fingers? Oh yeah, I heard I didn't get this chance to see them, but I heard the last.
Oh, yeah, I bought their last album and I really got into it.
Yeah, it's their second album. Really I feel good. Like they really came into their own. Like just these people who are lying straight to a camera to seem cool. It's that, and then they just, oh, I've got it. Like, I think we played this on the show a while ago, like, where he gets kids to lie about stuff and, like, has, like, a fake polygraph test. Remember that? Or he puts, like a strainer on top of their head that has light bulbs coming out of it, and every time they lie, it goes
off. It was the one that did the terrible Christmas gift thing, right?
Yes. Or I ate all your candy.
Yes. Oh, I love the Halloween bit where they hide all the Halloween candy from the kids and watch them cry.
Brilliant.
I love watching kids cry.
Do we have any one of those that we can play real quick?
Which one? The
I think it might be the Halloween candy one. I think that one's the funniest.
Sure.
because you have the indignant kid at the very end, who's just like, oh, well good for you. Now you're going to get a stomachache. Good for you. Okay.
I want to know more about these yoga pants that seem to be slightly flame retardant. I want to know
that wasn't retardant. It definitely caught on fire.
Sorry.
Did they really catch on fire and he just blew them out or they're not flame retardant?
I think they probably put stuff on them, you know, hairspray or whatever to make them so they light on fire quicker for the video. But I figure any type of clothing can light on fire.
Yeah, I'm going to have to say yoga pants by themselves are not flame retardant. But they sprayed retardant stuff on it so she didn't burn herself. But then they also sprayed.
Stop saying retardant. No, retardant means you put it out.
No, I know. I'm saying
flammable.
But what I'm saying is, they made it so it wouldn't burn her skin, but they put enough on, like accelerant on there, so it would.
She's
burn.
A stunt woman. I'm sure she had some kind of protection for it.
Okay, Jimmy
she was wearing
Kimmel.
A condom.
Jimmy Kimmel Halloween candy.
Of America, I asked parents to pretend they ate all their kids' Halloween candy and videotape that and post it to YouTube under the heading, "Hey, Jimmy Kimmel, I told my kids I ate all their Halloween candy." And a lot of people did, and I guess I didn't expect so much crying. I kind of thought the kids would be mad. Almost every one of them cries. But... We got what we got, and to those children whose tears are about to be immortalized on television, I apologize in advance.
I'm going to tell you what happened to your candy, Blake. I ate it all. I ate yours too, Alan.
Me and Mommy ate it last night when you were asleep. I ate all your Halloween candy last night.
What candy?
Poor little fat girl.
She threw the wrappers at him.
All your candy.
Kids are so stupid.
Okay, yes, kids are stupid, but that's like the one night of the year where you work really hard for it. You're walking all up and down the block. You're tired. You were up late.
Halloween candy. How much was it?
One of these kids gets violent, I think.
If I remember right. Do you still love me?
This kid rules. That?
I'm so sorry. It's just I'm pregnant and I get really hungry and I ate all of it.
There you go, Chat. You didn't eat all the candy.
Hello, Jimmy.
Can I please get more candy?
I ate them last night. I took them to work with me.
Yeah.
What? Whoa! There you go. That's the violent kid.
Wow, that looks like a little me.
Are you guys okay with that?
No!
Why?
Ellie, calm down, Ellie.
Nah, you're ugly!
Candy. There you go, these two kids rule.
And candy left.
What?
She ate it. The heck? Don't you guys think you ate enough candy last night?
No. I only have like one bite of candy. Are you serious?
This kid rules. Because he has his arms behind his head. He rules.
Oh, are you serious? Sure. Now you're going to probably get a bellyache.
Listen to this kid.
Why does she need so much candy? Mom, that's two.
Two what?
Two bags of candy. Two plus two is equals five.
He is right.
Jim, you were so close. Did you see him?
You're so close.
I went to a lot of houses.
I know. I ate it all. It tasted so good, especially the peanut butter cups.
You sneaky mom!
Those little kids rule.
They really do. That
kids cry so easy.
But yeah, Jimmy Kimmel, man, he's fucking killing it.
Yeah, he really is.
Keeping himself relevant.
Watch his show. He really should.
I see it every once in a while. It's very funny.
I see it every time somebody says, hey, check out what Jimmy Kimmel just did. And then I Google it. Because I don't like staying up late. I get sleepy.
Yeah.
Anyway, I'm going to go to Dutch's go-to. But anyway, and then he moves on. That's Dutch's segue. But anyway, blah, 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 blah.
Better than yours, which is so.
Dutch, you know what? At least I did Hippo Juice last week. I wasn't all like.
I was, dude. I was so fucking sick.
Oh, yeah. Were you? Was that what you were?
It
you
was ridiculous.
Sick of your face.
Dude, I couldn't go to work for 2 days. I was just bedridden. Like, I haven't been sick like that in a long time.
You're an asshole.
And I literally felt like when I had the swine flu, like it was that bad.
You never had the swine flu, did you?
No, I had the swine flu. I was out east at the time when that was.
Swine flu!
How many times are we going to have this argument?
Many times
it was prevalent and it was huge in the Northeast was when I was living there and I got it and I was knocked out for a week. My doctor said, you got the swine flu.
Last time I saw Joel, he was not wearing a swine strong wristband.
That's true. You were not.
So how do I know for sure you had the swine flu?
I didn't know they were passing those out.
Guess what color it is? Bacon color. cooked bacon color.
So brown?
Well, darker brown because I like mine crispy.
It's more marbled. I'm
yeah,
like
more
lighter,
marbled. Yeah.
Darker spots.
Dutch, you idiot.
You know. For the
and
fat.
By the way, can I put? I follow a lot of athletes on Twitter, like mostly football players. You know what I've realized? I've a trend. The worst part about following athletes on Twitter, specifically football players, is how many times they tweet the word blessed. They tweet that word blessed so many times. It is unbelievable.
I don't notice.
Yeah, dude. Look it up. Especially the darker ones. It's like just blessed to have another day to, you know, be practicing and God.
Maybe
God loves me because I throw a ball good.
Maybe that's secret code for I need more crack.
It's not that.
Wow, that was really racist.
Well, Lamar Odom, wait a second. Racist or topical? Think about that for a second.
Now, does he have a crack? Does he come out and said that?
All I know is that he did crack.
Come on, man.
Don't do that. That is the worst segment.
That is a terrible segment.
I break something up.
I was watching that, and I was cringing before the Eagles game last night.
Hold on.
Oh, my Lord.
You know me. I'm a pretty sensible tweeter. But yeah, I lost my mind and started fighting, trying to pick a fight with the ESPN fucking Twitter.
Come on, man.
Because they tweeted, oh, come on, man. It's coming up. Like, it's this big fucking deal. And for those who don't watch football, don't listen to this show now. But for those who don't watch football, they do this segment where it's like, in a very black way, say, come on, man.
Except the fact is that, like, one of the guys who does the come on, man thing, because they go around the table, there's usually like five or six guys that have their basically, like, you know, the asshole or idiot play of the week, and they end it with come on, man. But one of the guys they have do it is ancient, about to die, Mike Ditka.
Oh, my God.
The whitest guy in America from Chicago trying to say come on, man. Oh, come on, man. Hey, yeah.
Come on, man.
You want to hear an example of come on, man?
I would love it.
I think I have one.
Or come on, man, for the Raiders.
Go.
Marcus.
Oh, Gronkowski, too bad he was playing nicely.
Well.
Oh, God, I hate Berman.
Although they've been playing better. Key.
Notice something with Berman before I continue this. Berman is getting so bad now that he starts really loud and then his breath goes away.
Yeah. It comes down to a roar like this.
It's because the Raiders are playing.
The Raiders.
Ugh. Good. All right.
Here it is. Come on, man. We got lots
Let's go
to look
out
at.
To the Green Bay Packers and the Chicago Bears. Quarterback Aaron Rodgers drops back, attempts a pass, but he fumbles the ball, catches it, fumbles it again. Now take a closer look at this. Whoa, fumble there. Now the Bears, interception. Come on, Aaron. Now the same game. Jay Cutler drives back, flat-footed, heaves the ball. Nick Collins picks it off. Cutler, what are you doing? I thought you left this behind.
Do you understand that I was screaming at the ESPN Twitter saying Howard Cosell would be embarrassed at what you've become?
Right here, Richie Incognito. He don't even know what his name means. Incognito. That means to be disguised, unidentifiable. Here you go, see him pushing. Vincent.
It sounds like when you're watching Gangland. Like, what are they doing? It's not even football anymore, man.
I tweeted last night. I said, remind me never to watch an at ESPN game that is called by Chris Berman. He's an embarrassment to sports broadcasting, and I wanted them to see that.
Oh,
because he was calling. No, he was doing play-by-play with the Texans and Chargers, which was the second game that they played last night because they had, like, a doubleheader thing going on.
Yeah, they do that every first Monday. Yeah.
Right. And then, like, when you hear, like, a professional play-by-play guy like Tirico, I mean, say what you want about the guy, but he's very good at play-by-play. Right. And then you got dudes like Chris Berman trying to do play-by-play, and it's like, shut up. He's trying to throw his personality in there, and it's like, no. That's what the color commentator's for, stupid.
Anybody, and I don't fucking care if people defend him. That's why I didn't like Madden either as a commentator. I don't like anybody who has their own catchphrase, because then you make it about yourself, and it's not about calling the game anymore.
See, the difference is I don't mind the color commentator having his own shtick. It's the play-by-play guy should not have shtick. Because with John Madden, like, Pat Summerall was the one who did the play-by-play. Al Michaels does play-by-play. These are the guys who just call it like they see it, and they tell you what's going on, and they have their own flair, but they don't inject their opinion or personality into it. That's the reason why everybody hates Joe Buck. Because Joe Buck, he's very good at play-by-play, but he keeps injecting his personality in, not his opinion in, and nobody's like, shut up, Joe, we don't care.
Yeah. But, I mean, it's – by the way, speaking of football, what a weird fucking weekend of football, right?
Jesus Christ, yeah.
And now you fucking Mr. Eagles all of a sudden over here.
I've always been Mr. Eagles all of a sudden over here.
All of a sudden Mr. Eagles all of a sudden.
I've always been an Eagle. I've always – dude, how long have we been radio together? I've always been an Eagles fan, stupid.
I don't think that's true. I think you're a bandwagon jumper. And I think now you're an Eagles fan.
I have all. Do you want to go back?
I've heard you say it in passing, but I don't know if die hard.
In passing. Thank you, man.
I don't recall. Thank you. I don't recall Joel being a part of, you know, Pennsylvania at
I didn't grow up there. I haven't mentioned anything sports related that comes up. I've never mentioned the fact that I'm a diehard Pennsylvania sports fan. Not at all. Not over the years and years. I mean, we're not a sports show, so I don't bring it up because we're supposed to be a comedy show. But no, you're right. I never have once pledged my allegiance to any Pennsylvania teams, you fuckheads.
Say Hoagie.
No.
I want to see if you're really from Philly.
You can prove it right now. Prove it right now. Just say you're going to go visit the Poconos.
Say you're going to go visit the Poconos and have a hoagie and a Coke, and I'll leave you alone.
I'm going to visit the Poconos, have a hoagie and a Coke.
Yeah, okay. I will apologize. He is an Eagles fan. Yeah, that's
okay. No, okay. Real quick, what are those boats that they call that you sit in and go around on the river on?
Dutch.
You're trying to make me say the B word?
No, not that one. Never mind.
What are you trying to make me say?
I don't. Didn't you guys call them duck boats or something over there?
Oh yeah, duck boats. Yeah.
I hate it.
You're from somewhere else.
You're from somewhere else. Ha ha! You sound different than us. You weirdo.
You're from.
By the way, before we move on, because this reminded me, speaking of stupidity, Mitch needed 3 stitches on his hand. How did you cut yourself?
What the fuck did you do?
Can you, Mitch, you explain what happened to your hand, please?
Okay, so this past Saturday, I was with my dad and Sherry, my brother, and we were...
meeting.
What was that?
No, I said you having a picnic. Go ahead.
Yeah, we were having a picnic. My dad was setting up tree stands for going deer hunting.
Process, uh-huh.
And I was cutting off a branch with a limb saw so that you have a better...
Ironic.
Have a place to put a noose. Got it.
So you have a better viewing area of where you're going to be shooting, so you're not shooting your arrow through any tree limbs or anything like that. It can knock it off.
Or where you're going to burn the effigy. Got it.
And the saw blade slipped, and it hit me in the thumb. Now, I got lucky. No, I got lucky because my bone actually stopped it.
Ew. Good.
That's nice. You know what? When I think of luck, I think of my bone stopping a saw.
Yeah. Well, it was a hand saw. It wasn't like a motorized saw. If it had a motor on it, it would have cut my finger off.
It looks like a Barbie kissed your thumb.
Yeah, I'm going to find the picture of it.
I posted it already.
Oh, you did already? Okay.
Oh, hold on. I'm going to see it again.
It's so gross.
So Mitch doesn't have insurance.
It's in the bone.
Oh, Jesus.
Yeah, so, okay, so yeah, we were
okay,
out there and
here's
I cut
the thing.
My hand.
No, hold on a second. How bad are your reflexes when something's hand-powered not to go, okay, don't push this towards my other hand?
I know. I should have been cutting away from me, but I was cutting towards me.
Hey, guys, can I hashtag real talk real quick?
Yeah, go ahead.
Can I hashtag real talk?
Yeah.
You served in the fucking military and got shot at. You should have, you know me, I'm not Mr. Big Government, but there's one thing. I think military should have insurance for fucking life. Or am I wrong? Dutch, can you back me on this?
Well, okay, here's actually.
Shot at, you should have insurance!
Well, actually, it works like this. If you have a disability or if you have a problem relating to you that is related to what happened while you were in the Army.
Time out.
They will cover it, but if it's something not related to the Army, you still have to pay full price.
Can I bring the listeners up to speed? Because for some reason, Royce thinks that the same conversation we had off air is the same one that we're having on air right now. Mitch hasn't stitched his hand up yet because he doesn't have insurance and doesn't want to pay a couple $1,000 to get his hand stitched up.
Go ahead.
Yeah, I know, but just Royce jumped the gun and just started screaming about insurance, and nobody knows what he's talking about.
Hey, bandwagon Eagles fan, relax. Go ahead.
I'm going to fuck it. Dude,
don't worry. I posted both pictures, so now the chat room's caught
one. Okay, well, after it happened, it didn't hurt when it hit, And so I walked back to the little cart we had that had all the tree stands and stuff on it, right. And I found some Kleenex and some trail marking tape.
It's like
a non-sticky tape or anything like that. It's just this orange, you know, stuff. I wrapped my hand up in that, and then we went back to putting up tree stands for about 2.5 hours or 3 hours.
Sorry, I'm sorry. I'm laughing because I just scrolled up in the chat, and the picture that shows have put up of a fox with a sniper rifle and a couple dead rabbits next to him made me laugh. I'm sorry. That was fucking funny. I'm sorry. So, way to go to show that.
You don't have insurance. You couldn't get stitches.
Well, right. No, yeah, I didn't have insurance, and as soon as it happened, I knew that it was a bad one because usually when you cut yourself, you can see a little bit of red and it's bleeding and stuff, but on this one, you could see like white and purple and stuff like that.
Oh, yeah. I've had that before.
So I knew it was a bad one, but I don't have insurance, so I'm like, okay, we'll finish putting up these tree stands, and then before we lunch, I want to go to the gas station so I can buy some Band-Aids and shit. So I went there, and I got some hydrogen peroxide and some Band-Aids and some gauze wrap, and I wrapped up my hand. And then we ate lunch, and then I drove home.
Did you? What else did you use to seal it up aside from the butterfly damage we have there?
Oh, I didn't get those until later. But anyway, after I got home, I went out and I bought some butterfly bandages and some liquid. It's a liquid Band-Aid. It's an antibacterial thing, and some bacitracin, which is another antibacterial thing.
Oh, okay. I thought you said earlier you just put super glue on it.
No, I cleaned it out. No, I'm not stupid. I at least cleaned it out and like
poured it was crazy glue.
Yeah, I poured hydrogen peroxide on it. But then I took the butterfly bandage. I closed it up because it's about an inch long and it's about a quarter inch wide inch deep. So I took the butterfly bandage and I pulled the skin flaps back together and then I super glued them shut.
Yeah, no, that's essentially what that liquid bandage stuff is. It's basically super glue with antibacterial shit in it.
The only difference is the liquid bandage doesn't hold as well, and it stings a lot more.
Right.
So I don't use it.
Yeah, super glue works a lot better. I know exactly what you're talking about.
Yeah. But the super glue held for about 2 days, and I actually picked it off today, and it's not wide open anymore.
Hold on, show us on the camera.
Yeah, I got it. I see it.
Yeah, you can see it there. It's mostly what you're seeing in there is like the...
It doesn't look infected.
No, it's not infected. It's not... Good. It doesn't hurt. It's not red. It's not swollen or anything. So I think I did a pretty good job on it. I'm going to have an awesome scar, though.
Yeah. I got a couple of those in my hand. No,
but yeah, I'm not using super glue anymore because the liquid bandage is holding and it doesn't sting. So I'm back to using that stuff. And it's... I mean, up until... Today I was wearing ace bandages and gauze wrap around my hand so I couldn't.
Is that the worst injury you've had that you haven't gone to the hospital for? You know what I mean? Because there's always levels of injury. I mean, I've been to the hospital a couple times as a kid, but there's certain injuries you get. The only reason why I'm asking is because I had similar injury to that. I have a scar on the left side of my hand or right on my right hand here across the top. You can't really see it, but it happened when I was younger because we had these machetes growing up and we used to sword fight. And machetes don't have arm guards, and I got slashed across the top of my hand. And I never went to the hospital for it because my parents were like, oh, they just put, Band-Aids on it.
Yeah, I broke my finger playing baseball when I was in fourth grade, and my dad didn't take me to the hospital. And it's still kind of weird looking finger. But, yeah, it got broken, and my dad was like, oh, it's fine. What are they going to do, put it in a sling? I don't know. Maybe set the bone, Dad, but whatever.
Yeah, I had that, too. Like, I have this weird lump in the side of my right ring finger. I have a weird lump in the top here.
Dutch, it's my right ring finger, too. I swear to God.
Here, check it out. Here. Just look at the camera here real quick, and I'll just show you the differences between my two. You got this one here and this one here. The one here has got a big lump right there, and then this one's fine.
I have a weird lump on mine too.
Because the bone just grew around it.
Yes.
And I made it worse because I thought it was a jam. It happened in football, and I thought it was a jam finger, but I broke my finger, and I kept trying to pull the jam out, but I was just basically pulling loose bone.
The baseball went on top and popped it in, and I tried to pull it out. I tried to straighten it out, and it was fucking huge.
Got broke. Right. Yeah.
You guys are making my heels itch.
Oh, and I've definitely broken.
I'm so disgusted right now. The soles of my feet are.
I've definitely broken a few toes before, too.
I broke my hand punching a guy once. And my right index finger is actually shorter now because it was a compound fracture where my hand actually mushed into itself.
Dutch never does double guns.
Well, no. Here, check it out.
His fingers.
Double gun. I could do double guns.
The shooters. No, the shooters. No, the shooters.
I can't.
Okay. Thank you, Scrambler, but I nearly puked at the picture you just sent me.
What is it?
Oh, I can't.
What is it?
Here, let me see it. Did he put it in the chat room? Why'd he send it to you? Why didn't you just put it in the chat room?
I can't look at it again.
Put it in the chat room, you dick.
Scrambler, put it in the chat room. What is he doing?
Oh. Okay, I'm doing it. I'm not looking at it, but I'm... Oh, God.
Is this something that he did? Oh, Christ on the pony. What the fuck is that? That's a nail. Oh, God.
There's a nail.
He was nailing.
How did he get it? Okay, how
nail
did
gun.
He do that?
Nail gun.
Dutch.
Air powered nail gun.
Dutch.
What's nailed up?
Nailed it. Oh my God, that's the worst thing I've ever seen.
Ow.
Jesus.
Get it out.
What's the worst? I have a really bad story that's going to make Marie's entire body itch, but I'll let you guys go first. What's the worst injury you guys have ever had?
Bloody. I can tell you my bloodiest. I was when me and Nathan were playing tackle football. We were both like in our 20s, and we were just like 6-on-6 football. And me and I kept annoying Nathan because he couldn't tackle me, so I kept taunting him like, "Oh, you can't tackle me because I'm a dick." And we went playing, and his head hit underneath my chin and split open right here right under my chin. So like I had like two mouths. You could see my chin bone. And I remember, like, some dude, like, 40-year-old dude was playing with us, and he was like, "Yeah, man, you're going to go to the hospital." I'm like, "Yeah, thanks, bro. I appreciate it."
And was bleeding everywhere?
Yeah, and Nathan got cut up, opened his head open, too. So we're both open, so we both have to go to the hospital together, like queers, and explain how we both got these faggy fucking injuries.
I got two. Now, you just remind me one. The most bloody one I had, too. The worst injury I ever had... was my I apparently blocked this out because I don't remember any of this, and this happened I guess when I was like 6, but my mother said that we used to have these little like it was before the razor was a razor. They had these little knock like things that were similar to that, like where they had the inflatable wheels or whatever. It was like this little kick pedal bike thing that was like made in China, and the handles I guess were only fastened by like a rod, like a thin wire rod. And it was a piece of shit, and it broke apart. And then when the handles, you pull one handle out, and it's like basically like a little, like a mini sword. It looked like a rapier or whatever they call those things. So I had like a handle with a long, skinny, like metal rod on it. My mother said that I was running around with that, and she said that people were screaming, and she came out to see this long metal rod stuck in my eyeball. Like literally stuck in the white part of my eyeball. My mother has a hard time even talking.
You can see?
Get this. So she apparently
he could she see saw better.
It. She pulled it out and she said shit just started pouring out. The center. Isolate that.
You leaked your jelly eye fluid?
Right. Went to the hospital. Apparently, I don't know what they just said, that it just so happened to get in the white part of my eye and miss all the vital things to not make me see. My sister Rachel and my mother recall this, and they say it still gives them nightmares. Just because, like I said, I was too young to remember, but yeah. That was, I think, the worst injury I ever had. The
why would your mom pull it out of your eye?
That's what my sister Rachel says all the time. She's like, I don't know why mom felt the need to pull it out of your eye, because she's still haunted by it, seeing that shit just go like pour out of my eyeball.
Ew.
So, and okay, and then the worst injury I can remember, or at least the bloodiest one, was still when we were living in Pennsylvania and we were building a tree fort.
Oh, that's when you pretended to like the Eagles. Yeah, I remember.
And we were building a tree fort, my brother Aaron and I. And he was up top clearing branches away because we were going to, like, we had all these 2x4s and plywood and whatnot. And we were going to build a tree fort up top. Well, Aaron had like a hard time climbing up, so I was like, oh, okay, I'll just start nailing 2x4s in the bottom to make like a ladder. You know what I mean? Like just if you just nail tree, you know, whatever, at the bottom of a thing to go up so you can be ladder. I'm down there doing that. He's clearing branches, and I hear my brother go, look out below! And I'm thinking, oh, he's dropping shit on me. So I go running away from the tree. Well, he was throwing the branches he had off of the top of the tree away, and it just so happened to, like, he threw it here, and I'm running away, and it connects with the top part of my head. And all I remember is I hit the ground, and I get up, and I touch back my head, and it's all wet. And I had a gash about this big, and you can't really see it. I have, my hair is too long, but I just the entire back of my head just opened up like a faucet, and just had blood coming down the back of my neck, and just all over the front. I look like Carrie.
I remember when I was little. This is another time my parents would take me to the hospital. I was little, and I mean, I'm talking like 6, 7 years old, and my dad had his. We had this glass table at my grandparents' house. And when I'm saying glass, I mean like half an inch thick kind of glass table. Like it was one of those before they thought about child safety where it was just to kill people. It was just like.
And to hold coffee.
Right. So anyway, sorry, hold on a second.
He's sneezing right now. That's how good the
story is. Before he jumps back in with the story, Scrambler says, I have a picture of a guy on one of my jobs that smashed his finger so hard the skin came off, and it's just bone at the end of his finger if you guys want to see it.
I
said sure, but go ahead with your story. I'm just pre-warning you, so you know, Marie, don't panic when you see it in the chat room.
I want to see it, Scrambler.
Oh, no.
Put it in the chat room. Don't send it to Marie. Just put it in the chat room. Does he know how to do it?
I don't care. Send me the link. I'll put it up.
This seems like this is all shit that Scrambler has like done or seen like firsthand.
So you know, while you're doing that, there's this big thing of it's just like it looked like medieval furniture, this glass table. And my dad had his legs up, like, you know, basically kicked up on the table, and he was sitting on the sofa. And I was sitting on my dad's legs, you know, like I guess like a kind of like a pony ride thing. Like
right, that. Right, right, yeah.
Oh, I, of course, like, if I remember correctly, I jumped up and down on his legs too much where his legs slipped off the table. And I still have the scar. You could see it when I shave right here. I fell on the corner of the table right on my lip and split it open. Blood everywhere kept pouring down. And I just Band-Aid, whatevs. Never went to the hospital. No big deal.
That just reminded me. I bit straight through my bottom lip, and you can't really. There's a little scar there. I could feel it, definitely, but I bit straight through it, and yeah, I'm ready to get stitched for that too. I was jumping on the bed, and I just missed, and like it hit the edge of the bed, and just yeah, my top teeth went straight through my bottom lip.
I remember this one. This is just one that I scared myself. I was little, and I was trying to do I was like maybe once again 6, 7 years old, and it was my grandma's house, and I kept trying to do headstands on the sofa. Well, I ran way too fast at one point, and when I tried to do it, I basically compressed my neck.
Oh, Jesus.
And I couldn't breathe. And it popped back up, and I'm fine. I was fine, but it was just the fact that, you know, I did the headstand. Marie, what are you doing? Why do you have that face, Marie?
Marie? Oh, nice.
Oh, that's my hammer. Oh, my God. Scrambler, Jesus. You
know what they were doing? I know exactly what they were doing when he did that. They were having one of those, I can hammer it in less hits than you can.
Oh, Jesus Christ. And apparently Scrambler said the nail through the thumb, that was him. Oh, God, you construction guys get into some shit. It's because when you do it day after day, you're not thinking about it, and it's just that happens. Oh, God.
I delete it.
I have a hard time looking at that.
I couldn't look at it.
I'm still looking at it.
Oh, God.
I like this. Is good.
All right, and on that note, to reset our stomach, Dutch, why don't we go to break?
Oh, Jesus Christ on a pony. That is a...
Coming up after the break, Dutch.
Oh, we are better than... Well, not really, because it's a new... Miley Cyrus got naked. Let's just put it that way.
Yay!
Yeah!
Yeah!
Woo-hoo!
Finally, something more grosser.
Other fun stuff that I can't tell you about right now because it's secret.
Because you have to find it during the break. No problem. We should leave on a laugh. Somebody tell a joke. Huh?
More like radio.
Wait, hold on. Nobody said anything, though.
Oh, joke first, and then we'll come. Mitch, you tell a joke. You're good at jokes.
The thing is, dude, like, just let me, from now on, don't tell me to go to break. I know when to go to break.
Naturally.
Because when you force it like this, it's awkward for me and the audience, and then Mitch has to go, like, pee.
That you pretend to be a Philly fan.
Oh, snap! Snap! Son! Snap! Oh!
Keep saying snap. I'm not going to break on that.
I'm going to put Marie on my fantasy team because she just scored all over your face, son.
More like radio, less like crap. Turn that shit
up. Hi, I'm Joe Conti's girlfriend. The one thing I can always count on is when I listen to him on the show, he will never embarrass me. Until I heard him read some putrid poetry he wrote about some ex-girlfriend that broke his heart. Wah! What a pansy.
Years ago, I made some... I call them writings. I don't want to call them poetry.
I call them writings.
I'm buying into that word, too.
Writings, Frank. They're writings.
The writings.
And the Ten Commandments are writings. You made poems.
Basically, it was a girl
the
who,
writings
girl
of Joe
who,
Conti.
Girl who ripped my heart out.
Uh-huh.
And years
sure
ago, before we came here, I was sure it was a girl.
Uh-huh.
Before we came here, I thought it would be great radio to bring the writings in and do them on the air.
I keep saying writings.
And the vicious attack I got, the vicious beating that I took well deserved.
Yeah.
But I was telling these girls, but see, what everybody forgets is that I never sent them to her.
What's your pen name, Edgar Allan Poe?
The Conti and Kenny Show.
If you weren't able to catch the last Hippo Juice show, here's what you probably missed.
The credibility that they are using as a bouncer at a Colombian strip club. Credibility.
Oh my God, that's hilarious. Let's say it three more times.
Oh, God, to save you, gotta save my soul. Oh, but down, bow, down, wow, diddy, wow, down, wow.
Listen to the Hippo Juice Show live every Wednesday night, 7 to 9 p.m. on morelikeradio.com.
The Cousin Joe Show strives for excellence in broadcasting.
Not really sure how, but he had mutilated himself. So there was self-mutilation to his genital area.
The gold standard for broadcasters everywhere, Cousin Joe is always on topic and always on point.
Now I'm talking ourselves up.
Keep going.
Both funny.
Like where you're going.
Which I don't say often about myself. Both funny. Creative. So, I lost my point.
Never short on words, he always knows just what to say.
I don't know how to put it without sounding gay.
He's an all-around honest guy, and not afraid to let you know just how he feels.
I don't get why people are so down on Hitler.
The key to Joe's success is his uncanny ability to bring you quality programming night in and night out.
Record yourself taking a shit, and we're going to play Guess the Shit.
You can listen to the Cousin Joe and his Big Fat Cock Show Thursday night, 7 to 10 p.m., only on morelikeradio.com.
MoreLikeRadio.com. Because mean people need to laugh too.
Fellas, are you looking to spice things up in the bedroom? Been fantasizing about surprising your lover with an adventurous new toy or adult movie? Well, here's an offer you won't be able to resist. Go to AdamandEve.com, and for a limited time only, you'll get 50% off just about any item. But that's not all. Oh, no. When you select your one item at 50% off, you'll also receive 3 free adult DVDs for a little inspiration. Plus, a free extra gift so sensual, we can't mention it on the radio. And to top it all off, we'll even throw in free shipping on your entire order. And no, we're not teasing. So check out AdamandEve.com today for this special offer. Get 50% off one item when you type DEAL48 for the offer code upon checkout. When you do, you'll get 3 free DVDs, a free extra gift, and free shipping. Just use offer code DEAL48 at AdamandEve.com.
Red Show
but it's an online radio show.
Across the country,
going shirtless.
Why?
So I don't want to go shirtless.
You guys that have been on the air. What the fuck?
The hosts of The Red Show.
In which there's really no other way to put it. They'd be less funny than that.
And he's your guy on The Red Show. Because he is a racist. That's the whole reason he's your guy.
Just The Red Show. I went on there.
Radio
and again,
show.
I'm not open. You know, you can now at More Like Radio because of Tex Muncher. He got us fired.
It's a goddamn war zone.
I see the slight shift and I don't like it.
Obviously hates pretty much everyone who's not a white male in his 40s, I would imagine.
In radio, and that's what they were trying to do. And I remember that.
Bad words. What's cuss words?
Okay, I want you dead. God.
Who's texty, by the way?
On Twitter.
Headline. You know, especially, I know...
What Texie does, he's a fucking all-star pitcher that shits in manager's office.
You probably deserve the Texie date, I think.
That's right, Jason and Tex, take that. Ha. Thank you very much, I appreciate it. Thank you, Gather.
You won over the heart of a Colorado housewife, congratulations.
He is so banged up, he can't even focus now, he has his hands over his face.
Footer's losing his mind, he's covering his face, he's swaying back and forth, he's getting... like rape showers. It's The Red, Wednesdays at 9 East, only at morelikeradio.com.
Hey man, when you need to look your finest, what do?
Well, I grab my favorite t-shirt, of course.
You know, I just knew you were going to say that, and I was going to ask, have you ever checked out T-Fury?
I think so. That's the website with the new t-shirt every day, right?
That's the one. At T-Fury.com, there's a brand new t-shirt design every day, and each one lasts for only 24 hours, then it's gone forever.
So it's tea today, gone tomorrow?
Exactly.
That's a lot of t-shirts. Where do they all come from?
Well, each design is submitted by a freelance artist, so no two are exactly alike. And the best part? All these tees feature nothing but nerd references. Whether it's movies, TV shows, video games, cartoons, comics, or culture, they're all awesome. And get this, each tee is just 11 bucks.
Dude, it looks like I need to update my wardrobe. What's that website again?
Just use tinyurl.com/MLRTees. That's tinyurl.com/MLRTEES. Each limited edition tee lasts for only 24 hours, so get over there before time runs out.
Check out today's T-Fury design right now at tinyurl.com/MLRTees.
Damn it, can a guy masturbate in this house?
Did somebody bet me how many washcloths I could fit in my butt, or did I do this just for fun?
I'm sorry, ham radio, but you left me no other choice. I called the FCC.
Don't ruin my vitamin's chance of being successful on radio, you idiot!
We're tired of you infecting people with your smut. This is an epidemic, and it must be contained.
I will not have it happening in my own house.
Fuck you and everyone else. People freaking love us. We're gonna be huge.
This is ham radio, because once you go ham, fuck everything else.
This is Ham Radio. Be part of the problem, not part of the solution. Tuesdays, starting at 9 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Here on...
Bringing internet radio to the next level. It's not FM. It's not XM. It's more like radio. Radio you have to atone for. MoreLikeRadio.com. Professional radio without the rules.
Ooh, Jess, I just found a Groupon for hypnosis lessons. Think about what you can do with that. Sex stuff.
Jar.
Look, guys, has anyone seen my good pea coat?
Jar!
Have you seen my shark skin laptop sleeve?
Jar.
Darn it. Has anyone seen my croquet cleats? Hey, Jess, have you seen my other timepiece? Nick, I came up with the best name for an uncircumcised penis. Bishop in a turtleneck.
Yeah, Jar.
Damn it! I can't find my driving moccasins anywhere!
Back. Second hour of Dutch and Royce here on morelikeradio.com. Number is 954-573-2780 if you guys want to call us. Prime example, you could have called us last break when we were talking about the worst injuries you had. I don't know. I think Royce chased off all because we used to have people calling in all the time back in the day.
He chased them off? What did I do?
Yeah, probably
you're kind of a dickbag to the callers.
I'm a dickbag to the callers.
You're kind of a dickbag.
A little bit of a meanie head.
A little bit of a fuckwad.
People are afraid of
here
you.
Here we go.
A little bit of a douche nugget.
Coming over here from the guy who just started liking the Eagles when the Mark Wahlberg movie came out doesn't mean much to me, Dutch.
Yeah, same with you and just liking the Heat, even though they were terrible for years, and all of a sudden, oh, the Heat, they're my team.
Right, Invincible. Relax, Vic.
So if you guys want to follow us on Twitter, our names on Twitter are Joel, Dutch, Chim Heil, H Juice Marie, and Hippo Juice Film. We'll check that periodically through the... Why are you calling the listeners bitch now?
Well, because they're a bunch of bitches.
See, there's a reason why they don't
Most
call.
Most of them are.
Yeah. Well,
okay, Mitch, you're not helping my point.
You know me. I've never liked the listeners.
It's true.
By the way, when did this switch? Like, cause for the longest time, I was the one who didn't like listeners, and now I'm the one defending everybody.
You know what? You know, forget them. Whatever. I don't care.
I think the power went to my head. Now I just hate everyone.
Or he has a staph infection because of that cut.
Yeah, right.
And he's going to his brain. He's going into sepsis.
I'm taking my liquid antibiotics right now.
Oh, it's beer. You're drinking beer. It's not.
It's the same thing.
I'm not psychosomatic at all, but for some reason, I feel like I have a bad... I feel like I have a bad disease just because I have not felt well in the last month now. And it's not, like, debilitating. Like, last week was debilitating, but, like, I'll, like, wake up in the middle of the night with, like, fluid in my lungs. I'll have to, like, sit up. I think I'm probably, I just have a cold.
No, it's actually it's probably the soft kill poisons that the government are putting in the air and the water supply, and it's getting to you finally.
No, Dutch.
You're like one of the early hitters of it.
Casualties.
It's allergies. It's the same thing with me. I've been waking up every morning for the past month just fucking hawking loogies the size of Kentucky.
I'm attributing to that, but then there's things like where I'll just start sweating in the middle of the day and it's not even hot.
Yep.
And then I'll start getting freezing. But this has been going on for a month now. Like, this is the weirdest, like, I don't know.
Swine flu.
Well, I did get that.
Maybe you should eat more hoagies.
Yeah.
I don't need a hoagie. I didn't ask you guys. What did you guys do this weekend?
We fucking killed it, bro. We just crushed it. We grabbed.
What did you crush?
Oh, we went to World
Candy
of Beer.
Crush.
We went to World of Beer again. We totes hung out there. We made a friend. Some chick was sitting there at the bar and drinking by herself.
Wait, World of Beer, remind me again what that is?
World of Beer is like, there's like a few of them in Central Florida.
It's a place where there's a lot of beer.
It's only beer, though. Like, but like, really, like, you know how indie beer is really big right now?
Mm-hmm.
It's a bunch of different indie beers, but it's actually really cool. Some of the beers are awesome.
Yeah.
Anyway, we went there, and there was this chick sitting there, and we just started talking with her, and apparently she worked at Universal. And she was like, yeah, you know, I just turned 21, but I've always liked beer. And it's funny, man, because, like, even now I'm 30, and you talk to someone who just turned 21, and there is a humongous generational gap, you know? Like, you'll make a joke that you'll be like, that's a pretty good joke, but they don't get the reference. Like,
did I do that?
Yeah. God, I hate you.
That spans all generations, in my opinion.
You're right. You're right. You're right. But it's true, man. You sit there and you start realizing, like, man, this is like, I don't get this new generation, and they don't get me. Like, it just to the point now where I'm on Twitter, like, you'll see people, they'll say, like, seriously, I love Justin Timberlake, but what is this NSYNC? And it's not being ironic. Like, they don't know what it is, you know? Like, that's the generation that's out there now. They don't know things that we know. Like, they weren't alive when LFO was around. You know what I mean? Like,
right.
They don't understand it.
Yeah. We're becoming the old generation that hates everything new.
Yes, exactly.
I think every generation goes through that, though, at one point.
Yeah.
Yeah, but now it's our turn.
It's our turn, and we're going through these growing pains where, you know, it's a weird transition because you don't want to seem too old, but if you try to relate to the kids, you're just like someone trying too hard, you know?
Speaking of the whole beer thing, so on Thursday when the Broncos were playing, I didn't feel like just watching it at home because I'm in Colorado. I like watching games when there's like a lot of people who are all rah-rah for that same team. So I went to Buffalo Wild Wings, which is down the road from where I live.
That place is not bad.
Yeah, it's great. You know, tons of beer and whatnot. But I hadn't shaved in a while, and I had this, like, big weird looking beard. Not weird beard, but like I can grow a nice thick beard. I'm the only, like, me and my dad are the only ones, only males in our family that can actually grow a beard. It's a weird phenomenon. But I think we talked about this before too, is that like you know those, like, there's certain girls who have like fetishes for beards, I mean. I had three different chicks hit on me. And I think it was because, well, one of them actually put their hands like through my beard and went, "You have a great beard," because towards the end of the game, everybody's just smashed. I mean, I didn't drink that much just because I knew how to drive home. But some of these other girls who were there, like, I had this old guy come up to me and go, "So you're here by yourself?" I was like, "Yeah." And he's like, "My niece over there thinks you're really cute and you should go talk to her." And I looked over and, you know, she was okay. I mean, she looked a little weathered. But, you know, she wasn't, like,
your
ugly.
Your girlfriend's listening to
exactly.
This.
No, listen to me. I already told her this whole story. She knows the whole thing. And I looked around and I'm like, oh, no, I'm flattered, but, you know, I have a girlfriend.
Touch, talk like this. Talk low real quick.
Wait, what happened?
Because she can't hear us if we talk low. We talk in this.
Well, yeah, all you're going to say is step into my office.
Listen. Touch. When we talk like this, at this frequency, women can't hear us. Right now, Marie thinks there's dead air. She just...
Guys,
see what I mean?
Don't worry about Marie. So yeah,
okay. It's fine. No, it's we're testing something.
Anyway,
Dutch, down here, so you can hear. So did you bang this chick?
No, I was going to tell you the rest of the story in regular volume.
All right, sorry. Start back. Sorry. Go ahead.
Sorry. So what happened was I looked at the guy and I was like, oh no, I'm flattered, but I have a girlfriend, and he was just like, telling you, man. He wouldn't let it go. He's like, I'm telling you, man, you should go over there and talk to her.
Telling you, man, she's got a tight pussy.
Yeah. I know from experience. I mean, you know, she was 12 at the time, but yeah, I'm pretty sure it's still good now.
Oh, by the way, Kelly in the chat room is saying, hey, why is nobody talking?
Is your stream broken? That's funny.
It's very funny.
So I was like, oh no, I'm flattered, but you know, I have a girlfriend. He's like, you sure you're not? I was like, no, I'm like, no, I'm good.
She'll fucking give you a hand in the bathroom.
I was like,
bro.
No, I'm good. Well, five minutes,
bro, you won't fuck my fucking dicks. Come on.
5 minutes goes by, and she comes over, and she's like, look, I'm really sorry about my uncle, but you know, I saw you from across the way, and I thought you had
your wet boner in my mouth.
No, this is what she said to me. I verbatim. She's like, you have an innocent look about you. I looked at her. I'm like, I'm wearing a Phillies hat, and I haven't shaved in a week. Like, what?
An innocent look.
That's literally what I said. I was like, I'm wearing a Phillies hat, and I haven't shaved in a week, and I haven't showered today. What part about me makes me look innocent to you?
Listen here, boys. The thing is, one, we're in a recession.
We're in a recession.
Thank you, Obamacare. We've been in a recession for quite a long time.
Wait, are you talking about as a nation as a whole or you as women?
Both. So women have grown not only accustomed to, but now grown up with and are attracted to men that look incredibly unsuccessful and possibly homeless.
Thank you.
Hey, that's me.
Thank you.
Which is why beards have come back in style.
I'm telling you, they really have.
I want a man that says the only thing I can give to you as a man
right
is
here.
Growing facial hair.
That's this guy.
Actually, what I tell Sherry all the time.
Makes sense. Why? It makes sense that both of you two have the girlfriends that you have. Because you're both disgusting, you know, ugly, gross, moronic, almost oafish looking scumbags. So,
hold on a second.
I mean, like, you're really ugly.
And you're right.
And your girlfriends are way better looking than you guys. I mean, like, just way out of your.
Hold on.
Yeah.
All of that is.
Like, just disgusting lumps of human shit.
Absolutely. Absolutely. But you know how we look? We look how your soul looks. Same thing, bro.
Yeah.
You are so dead inside. Girls see it. They see it.
Girls actually can see through outer skin and
can
see inner souls.
They can.
They can see the dead in my eye
right now.
Do you understand, Dutch, that when they see that you don't have a reflection, they know something's
right.
Wrong?
Right, just the dead stare that I give people. It's like, oh, that guy's empty. I want to try and fill it.
Yeah, they touch you and they're like, oh my God, it's cold like ice.
He really is just alone.
The problem is there's a lot of women who are also liberals, and they feel that the way to fix the economy is to fix a man one man at a time.
Thank you.
So they find the most pathetic looking one that they can think
of. That's me.
And they start dating them and try to marry them and take care of them.
That's me.
Well, anyway, so I she comes over and I was like, I'm like, I look innocent to you, really? And I was like, I was just intrigued. So I kept going with the conversation. I was like, How? And by the way, she looked like, she didn't look hammered, but she looked like she had a few.
How was she? Like, out of 10, what did she look like? Just give me a number.
She's like a 6, 6.5.
Ew! Why would you even still talk to her? Dutch, I'm disgusting and I wouldn't talk to a 6 that long.
Well, either way, so.
Way too long.
So I went, I was just like, I was like, really? I mean, I'm like, you gotta, I'm like, I'm a creep. I'm like, and first of all, you know, I have a girlfriend and she was just like, well, do you think that's going to end anytime soon? I was like, no, I don't think. I started laughing at her. I'm like,
you want it to end tonight?
No, I don't think it's going to end anytime soon. But thank you. I kept saying, I was like, I'm flattered, but no, like I'm not. No, I'm good. So then there were two other girls sitting next to me at the bar because I was at the bar by myself, and there were people coming in and out like next to me or whatever. And then when I shot that girl down, the other two girls who were next to me, who, by the way, who were like a 3 and a 4, oof, just pigs, who like they felt that it was, you know what I mean? Like, cause you can always start a conversation with someone when you're making fun of other people. That's always a good thing to commiserate with other people. They turn over to me and they're like, oh my God, that was brutal. Like, wow, that was really uncomfortable for you, I'm sure. And I'm like, yeah, it was. I just figured they were just going to be. And then they start hitting on me. There's like, I really like your beard. Like, is that normal? Like, Do you normally grow a beard? Or is it mine? I just haven't shaved me. You did that in a week? Wow, it's really furry. I'm like, thank you.
Can I explain something? Dutch, think oof, back in a relationship, but take yourself out of it. Here's what it is. It's not that you have a beard and girls like beards. It's that they were hammered. You're a good looking dude. And anything on your face is just an excuse for them to touch you. So since you had a beard, that was an excuse for them to touch you.
That makes sense.
I'm just saying, it is. It's the same thing. Look, before I started dating Marie, when I shaved my head a couple times, and it's an excuse for growth. Oh my God, your butt! Can I rub your head? They don't really fucking care. They're just drunk.
Well, it works for guys too, because
it's what it is. For drunk.
Yeah, I'm just like, are these real? And I grab a boob, and then I get smacked. That's what I was going to say. Yeah, like,
women grow tits so that guys can feel them inappropriately at bars.
Exactly. Like, you ever do that? Like, I still do this, and I mean this. And this isn't even a sexual thing. This isn't of like, oh my God, I'm a perv. But sometimes when I'm walking, like, in a theme park or, like, Halloween Horror Nights, and I'm with Marie, I'll look at a girl. It has nothing to do with she's attractive or ugly. I just wonder, in my mind, I play a game. I go, I wonder what would happen if I were to just blatantly grab this chick's ass. I never do it. Obviously, never do it. But do you ever play those games? You're like, what would this
every
what
day
happen?
You would need to grab it and then go, shooka.
Right, exactly. Like, do you understand? Like, do you ever do that? Do you ever sit down and go, what would I, in this situation, what's the weirdest thing I could do? And I'll be like, if I were to just grab this chick's ass right now and be like, this is now mine, and just scream it really loud.
This is now mine.
No, but I just wonder, like, what would be the next thing that would happen? Would I go to jail? Would she laugh?
Well, you should just do it to Marie.
No.
It doesn't count.
Understand that. Of course I can, but that's boring. She's not doing it. She's going
to
laugh.
Oh, see, I do this to Kelly in public all the time. I'll always just grab random parts of her and just be like, yeah! Just to see what people will do. Like, I'll just, like, grab her boob or butt. Like this past weekend, we're hanging out with my sister at a bar, and I like, she came up to, like, say something to me because it was loud in the bar that we were at. I put both hands around her and grabbed her butt and just went, I just started making like guttural caveman sounds, and she just looked at me and she's like, why do you do this to me?
I don't do the caveman sounds, but I do grab Sherry all the time anywhere.
What you should do is just do what I whenever I scream about your girlfriend's butt, just be like, nice ass.
Hold on, what do I do to you all the time when you're wearing a dress or a skirt? All the time
he tries to flip it up
all everywhere.
Me too. I do it too, and Kelly gets so mad at me
everywhere. And then she gets mad. It's like, stop! I'm like, you wore it. It's going to happen.
It is my fault.
Shoza says, grab her ass and scream, what does a fox say? Very funny.
I feel like we're encouraging bad behavior.
Yeah, I really do. I really think we are.
No, we're the ones doing it.
I really hope that people don't post videos of them doing this to their girlfriends.
Right, yeah, just start a Vine.
Hold on, you're assuming our listeners have girlfriends.
What does the fox say?
Sorry, guys, you knew this was going to happen again. You know we're going to play this once during the show.
I didn't make a button out of this.
I think you're a new listener. You don't know us well.
No, what I do is I'm going to make a separate button for each sound that the fox makes.
Can you please? Can
I'm
going to
make a separate one. I'm going to do it all night tomorrow on Hippo Juice.
Thank you.
Those noises are so funny.
Back to reality over here, guys. Come
but yeah, no, I think you and I, well, just all three of us, I think we just do shit. The thing is, Marie, I think, is immune to it now, and it's just, it's lost its fun for you to try and do annoying things to her in public.
No, because that's not true. Actually, we still have just as much fun. I mean, look, like I said, she plays along, and we still have fun doing it. But the reason I brought it up was, when it's your girlfriend, you get away with it. Don't you sometimes ever think, like, it doesn't have to be grabbing a girl's ass. It could be like what would, like, if you see like a big black dude that looks like an athlete, I sometimes think, what would happen if I were to walk up to this motherfucker and punch him right in his dick and go, "You're a bitch, bro." Like, I just wonder, like, when I wake up a year later in the hospital, like, what's going to happen? Because I just wonder, like, there's so many choices in life. What is the – do that, guys. I want you to do that.
I do, but here the thing, the difference with me and you is that, like, you think of, like, what if I did something, like, violent to get my ass kicked? I always do – when you said that, the first thing that popped in my head was to walk up to him and say the most typical black, like, "Hey, what's up, Daquan?" and give him a high five. Like, "Oh, sorry, you look like my friend Daquan," and then walk away.
What I thought Royce was going to say is, "I'm going to walk right up to this big black dude and start hugging his biceps and ask him what he benches."
Hugging. Not feeling, but hugging.
So, but that's kind of what I did it. What I did last year at Halloween Horror Nights, and I'll tell a story again for the new listeners. We were Halloween Horror Nights is every year at Universal Studios does this thing where people dress up in the park and they try to scare you. Anyway, we were just walking down and there was this black dude. The only way to describe it, he looked exactly like Willis McGahee, a running back.
Okay, yeah.
Built like that. It might have been him walking down. Big black dude just walking down, and he's being goofy black guy, and he's doing like his, you know, like, oh, you know, pretending he's gonna scare us, even though he's just a guy at the park. Dude looked dangerous, like he's in the fucking Wu-Tang Clan.
He did look really scary.
Like the fucking Wu-Tang Clan.
I was frightened.
Big dude walking up, and he walks up to me, and the first, this happened, no filter. The first thing they came out, and I go, "Oh shit, it's Trayvon Martin! Shoot him!" Pretty loud.
That's right.
He said, "Take his iced tea and Skittles."
Oh, take his iced tea and Skittles. You're right.
That's right. And they liked it too, right?
And then this is what I said. Two things happened at that moment. The world froze.
Petrified.
The world froze. I was like, either this guy's going to have great sense of humor and laugh, or I'm going to get beat
punch
the fuck
in the face.
Up. He started cracking up. And I go, "Oh, thank God." And I didn't say that out loud, of course, but in my mind, I was like, "Oh, my God."
Did you, with that split second between after those words leaving your mouth and before he started cracking, did you just, like, panic and go, "Why did I just do that?"
In my mind, yes.
What did I do?
My face was still smiling because I was like, "I'm going to show that I'm not threatening." Like, you know, when you're like a bear. So...
And then you just raved your hands.
And I put my and then he left me alone. No, but he laughed.
Everybody panic! It's just like the Titanic, but it's full of bears.
But I'm just saying, like, that's a challenge to the listeners. When you're in a situation, I'm going to ruin your life now. When you're in a situation, when you're out, I want you to think of what is the worst thing I could do with it. And you're going to now look around and think, "Wow, if I were to just punch the baby in this carriage."
And if you do have that random thought, just tweet it to us. Hippo Juice Film, Joel Dutch. Mm-hmm.
We need a good, just give me a good hashtag. Hashtag worst something decision. I don't know. Someone figure it out.
Bad things.
No, Dutch, come on, man.
I know. I couldn't think of anything.
Not even you crying.
Weird thoughts? I don't know.
I shouldn't do this.
I shouldn't do this. I just want to know, like, and take a picture of it. Like, if it's a big dude or some big black guy or whatever.
Yeah, like this thought ran through my head.
Like, what were to happen if I were to walk up to this big black gentleman at the restaurant and be like, "Now, this is my food, bitch." And just see, and start eating his eggs and just see what happened. Like, don't do it. But I just wonder what would occur. Like, I honestly think that a lot of – I think that
– Most people wouldn't act.
Most people wouldn't act. I honestly believe if you do a social experiment, most people would be like, are you okay? They would freak out.
Oh, yeah, because if anything weird – the people just want to avoid confrontation at all costs. And then – but when someone's acting like an ass and you can get mad because they're being an idiot, but when someone's being weird, you're just like, I need to get away from this person. Like, it's different.
Yeah, because then you don't know what the person's going to do.
Mm-hmm. Right.
They're already acting abnormal. Who knows what else this person
That's the best thing. Like, if you get into a fight with somebody and you think a fight's going to go down, just act really crazy and a fight won't happen because the crazier you act, it's not, you know.
It's true.
Yeah. I told you about that one party I went to where the guy took his beer, smashed it on the ground, and started smacking himself in the face. And, like, my desire to punch him leading up to that just dissipated that moment where I just kind of stepped back and went, what the fuck is he doing?
Yeah, at that point, you just let it go because it's not even worth it. Because
well, he did the job himself.
Yeah, right. Exactly. I didn't have to hit you. Thanks. Why are you hitting yourself?
Yeah.
Like, for reals. All right, let's move on to We Are Better Than Music.
Yay!
Okay, well, the thing is, like, it came... It's not really the music so much as it is the video. Royce, you got it. It's Miley Cyrus's new video. Now, I hate Miley Cyrus. I hate her chiclet teeth. I hate her man voice. I hate everything about her, except... This video kind of turned me on her today because
I still want to fuck her. I haven't seen the video yet.
Dude, you're gonna. This is jack off material, and this is on YouTube. So, Royce, if you have it ready or pot it up, and I can keep talking. But there you go, crank it. The song's called "Wrecking Ball." It's her serious song.
Lord, we chained our hearts in vain. We jumped, never asking why.
Is she crying?
Yes.
Kissed, I fell
hot
under your spell of love.
Why is she yodeling?
I don't know. Don't
you it's her new Swiss album.
I believe it's the Taylor Swift School of Musical Singing.
Ah.
Now, check out the lack of bra she's wearing, first of all.
I will always want you. I came in like a wrecking ball.
I'm sorry, dude, but I get it. But that's,
look.
I still don't find her attractive,
dude. Just look, wait. It gets way better.
Yeah, I'm not attracted yet. She looks too much like a boy.
That's the point.
All right, okay, that got better. Her swinging on the ball, I guess, is better. Her
hair's terrible. She's tonguing the sledgehammer now. Oh,
her hair is so terrible.
There she is, nude.
Side boob.
She's so gross.
Why does she have Marty McFly?
Look at that. She's naked on a wrecking ball.
Why does she have why does she have George McFly's haircut?
Why is she naked? That's Hannah Montana. Like,
we're Hannah Montana.
Oh, she swings like a girl. Oh, did you see her trying to throw that sledgehammer? She could barely lift it.
She's naked!
She's wearing boots.
That's straight up nude!
But her hair is so distractingly terrible.
Like, after this, it's like, okay, not Kid Star anymore. Like, she made the full transition to this point. Like, because everybody was kind of talking about the whole VMA thing where she was, like, fingering herself with a foam thing. Now this is like, okay, never mind. She's not Kid Star anymore.
Well, her next step is Playboy, so.
Oh, she's definitely going to do that.
She showed more in this video than they show in Playboy.
The thing is, it's like a sad like song about heartbreak, and then she's just nude on a wrecking ball and fucking herself with a sledgehammer.
It's metaphors. It's like she's like vulnerable, and the ball is like carrying her shame.
Oh, and she feels naked around the guy.
Oh, it's deep.
It's deep. Up there.
So, what's the part about why her hair looks terrible?
I don't know.
She joined them. She's a 1950s.
That's actually in vogue, though, by the way, that stupid hairdo.
I know, it's terrible. And quit licking that dirty sledgehammer.
No, you know what she looks like? She looks like what's his face from Boardwalk Empire. God, what's his name?
Nucky Thompson?
No, the
guy with the eyes. I know who you're talking about. Reservoir Dogs. Mr. Pink.
The Irish guy?
No, Mr. Pink.
Fuck. Yes, fuck.
Steve Buscemi. Yeah.
Yeah. She looks like Steve Buscemi.
Nucky Thompson.
Nucky Thompson. You're right, Marie.
Except I would, dude.
I would fuck Steve Buscemi.
I don't know, man. Like, in this video, like, she looked a little hot.
I guess. I don't,
looked a little hot.
She was a butterface in this one.
Yeah.
You think so?
You couldn't get past the hair.
It's so bad.
It is really bad.
It's so bad. Natalie Portman could pull off a shaved head.
Yep.
Miley Cyrus cannot.
Yeah, she had the side shaved head.
Yeah, I don't know if it's worse. It's so distracting.
I think we've done this before about, like, hot butterface chicks.
Yeah, we've done it a couple times.
I still think that Lady Gaga's the hottest butterface chick.
Oh, my God. I'm so sick of her. And by the way, did Nicki Minaj go fucking crazy because some rapper said he fucked her? Some Gucci Mane guy said he fucked her?
That's my guy.
People, something on Twitter.
He didn't text me about that. Like, I've known this guy for a long time.
No, not him. I don't want to talk to you anymore. You made me sad.
Well, you don't believe that I'm a friend with Gucci Mane?
No, I think you're a fucking liar.
You don't think I have friends named Gucci Mane?
I don't think you do.
What part of that gave it away? What?
Your skin color for first offer would be the reason.
I have black brothers, though.
Yeah, you do, but they would never be friends with him. That's all.
Ooh, entertainment report?
Yeah, I mean, I was just going to talk about the Nicki Minaj thing.
Go ahead. Talk about it.
I don't want to now because Dutch is right
now. What's up with entertainment news? Take it away, Frank.
No, I'm not now because I thought you're friends with him. You tell me what happened.
Oh. Well, yeah. I don't know. I thought we were friends and he didn't text me.
Okay, Nicki Minaj blasts Gucci Mane as sick and in dire need of rehab after rapper claims they slept together.
Okay.
Nicki Minaj, who looks like a black Smurfette. Gucci Mane has never really been... She does, doesn't she?
No, it's very funny.
Never been known for being tight-lipped. So it's no surprise that the rapper took to Twitter to air his dirty laundry. By the way, side question. If you put dirty clothes on clean clothes, how long before the clean clothes becomes dirty? I'm asking for a friend.
I've actually done that. Where I mix it too, and I'm like, oh, is this unfolded or dirty? Like...
You do, though. I'm just curious.
If it passes the smell test,
you give them a whiff. Yeah.
Yep.
Okay. Thank you. Then I'll let them know. What is shocking is a list of celebrities he threw into the fire. The most outrageous claim being that he slept with Nicki Minaj and not just one occasion and not alone. Me and Waka Flocka, just so you know who we're talking about.
Oh, well, yeah. Good friend, Waka Flocka.
No, it's not true.
He's a buddy of mine. I'm telling you.
Dr. Waka Flocka. He's a doctor.
He's not actually a doctor. He got that from the... Modesto, California, School of Broadcasting.
Got it. Me and Waka fucked Nicki Minaj. That's D-A-T-S. Nothing, he tweeted Monday.
Is this Black Twitter?
Yes. This is Black Twitter report.
Yeah, Black Twitter.
Stating that the rapper Waka Flocka got in on the action with the Starship's rapper, Nicki Minaj, can do a trick with her mouth. Ask Waka. May God strike me dead if I ever had sex with that man. Hashtag ugliness, Minaj replied. In a tweet she later deleted, he's sick and in dire need of rehab. Hashtag love. The 33-year-old Alabama rapper. The 33-year-old Alabama rapper.
Oh, sorry, buddy.
Alabama.
Rapper went on to detail his relationship with Minaj, rehashing how if you're still listening to me read this story, you're probably black. She was.
Would you
just,
say yes. It was a menage a trois?
I'm leaving.
Oh! Oops, wrong button.
It kind of worked.
I don't want to do the same.
Should put this one.
Shut up, Marie.
Okay, so, I mean, like, so he's just trying to get some publicity? Because I haven't, he's a good friend of mine. I know, I've actually had conversations with Walk and Gooch, and they've told me.
You can't make nicknames for them.
Dude, we're boys. He just calls me Duh. He doesn't actually call me Dutch. Like, we cut it off halfway through. So he's actually told me that he's trying to get back in the name, and I was like, dude, Nicki Minaj. Why wouldn't you?
Okay,
because it's believable enough. Because she's kind of hoary.
What's his real name? Like, since you're boys, like, what's his real name? Like, what's Gucci Mane's real name?
Oh, Howard.
It's not even close. Not even close.
Well, his birth name is.
Well, no, that's not. I'm looking at his birth name.
That's
right now.
Not real. Do you believe everything you read on the internet?
No, it's his Jewish birth name.
Oh, okay.
Jewish. Come on, dude. He's the biggest Jew in the world.
Okay. Whoa. His name is Radrick Davis.
That sounds more made up than Gucci Mane.
Fair enough. It does.
Yeah, and Gucci is...
Wait, does he have an EA Sports symbol tattooed on his throat?
Yeah, because he parties.
He's a big sports fan. Don't diss my boy Gucci.
I think you meant to say don't sleep on Gucci, because that's how the kids say.
Well, the only people sleeping with Gucci is Nicki Minaj, apparently.
I'm actually hurt.
I'm surprised my good friend Gucci Mane hasn't. I can't even do it anymore.
He's not your friend.
He has an ice cream cone tattooed on his face, and on the cone it says "Burr."
He likes ice cream.
It looks like there's lightning bolts shooting out of the tip of it, like cum.
Mitch, it's not an ice cream cone. It's a Maya tutorial.
They actually kind of look like penises.
Oh, really? You're not gonna laugh at the Maya tutorial penis joke, heads. Mitch?
They look like penis heads.
Mitch, you're not gonna laugh.
Yes, I know that you were able to make an ice cream cone in Maya. You're like the best.
Can I get to this before we end the show?
No, you'll get to what I say.
Okay. Okay. There was a radio DJ, because I love playing anything radio DJ, just because I don't know. Radio DJ records angry caller's homophobic rant against Macklemore. Now it had to do with that song that was like the pro gay song that Macklemore has out.
Whoa!
If it's not Blurred Lines, I don't know it.
That's Robin Thicke.
There's a fish rapping.
Wait, there's a difference.
No, that's.
Sorry, go ahead.
Have you made that joke before? Because that took me off guard.
It's the first time I've made it.
Mackerel. You're such an idiot sometimes, man. Your utter stupidity makes me happy.
This song is called Bloop Bloop Bloop. he's a gay fish.
I wonder what the fox would say.
What does the fox say? What the fox say?
Okay,
that was right.
So this radio DJ, I haven't listened to this. I wanted to have an honest reaction with this on the air, so I haven't listened to this yet, but this radio DJ just recorded, and it was while songs were playing, and you know how like radio DJs will record calls and then put them on afterwards, but this guy got this call, so listen to this.
Yeah, hang on, just one second, hang on. So this is the guy that I was talking about on my radio page, the guy who said, and I quote, that Macklemore's Same Love is the song for a home.
Okay, he started his recording because this guy... started saying something, and he put him on hold, and he's looking up at the call screener, and he's just reading what the comment said. So,
and Jesus hates gays. He keeps calling the station, and hey, are you there right now?
Yeah, I'm here.
Yeah, sorry, I was playing Macklemore's Same Love again. What's your name?
Oh, you don't worry about my name.
All right,
you don't need to know it, because you know what? I'm not going to be listening to your station anymore, promoting your homosexuals. Your gay tendencies.
So tell me why you don't like the song, sir.
Pause. I smell bullshit right off the bat. This seems set up. This seems fake. I'm going to go on record saying, and maybe I'll be proven wrong, and I hope I am, and I want this to be real. But from what I'm feeling right now, I'm feeling that this is a setup, and let me explain why.
I'll send you the video.
Can I explain? Can I finish?
He didn't put this on the air, by the way. None of this was on the air. This is all off air.
I get it.
But it's on the internet.
Okay, I feel this is fake. And I feel that, well, does he curse in it?
This is DJ Armitus. He works the night shift at U93 Radio, based out of South Bend, Indiana. Let's see. At about 8 p.m. began to... I'll just send you the link.
Okay.
Or here. I'll just put it in the chat room.
No, just tell... I know, it's fine. Just go ahead. Just talk, keep playing it.
What? Okay, now I'm out of
ding,
the link.
Ding, 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 ding.
You're so lucky that I happened to be on that
By the way, Shoza in the chat room says his first clue was his name was Fake McFakerson.
All right, well, just like I said, I haven't listened to this, but
Fake
it,
the Snake Roberts.
It got a lot of hits on it, so here, listen.
Fake the Snake Roberts. Sorry, it's very funny.
If it's completely like, if the caller's just way over the top, then we'll know if it's fake or not. Like I said, I haven't listened to this yet.
Real quick, serious question, though. What does the fox say?
I don't know what this looks like.
What the fuck, say?
Sorry.
Seems legit.
All right, here you go.
Christian, I'm a God-fearing man, and I know that those gays don't have no place
they don't.
In America.
But you understand that God accepts all people, right?
No.
God, no. God doesn't love all people. He loves the people that are living their life by the book, the way it's supposed to be.
Okay. All right. Just listen to me for a second. Have you listened to the song more than once?
No. I listened to it halfway, and I turned it off when my son was trying to show it to me. You're promoting these games.
Wait. So your son, what did your son say? Your son said that he wanted you to listen to the song, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Your son
is out. No way when I heard him talking about his gays and whatnot. He's promoting this message.
The thing is, dude, like, he's got a video on him. You know how a lot of, like, radio stations now have the video cameras on for the internet feeds? Like, he you could tell this DJ is getting frustrated. Like, this doesn't
look fake. Yeah, Shoza has a good point. He did say Merca.
Here, hold on. I'll just post it.
Go back, because he said Merca.
I'll actually post a link in there. Maybe you can follow along with the video. Or at least, there's a lot of GIFs in there, so.
I love GIFs.
Here we go. I'll keep playing.
Yeah, real people
don't see they're not.
Okay, but your son is obviously trying to get you out of, like, the lifestyle that you live of hating people because of
he
who they love.
Know. He doesn't know no better, all right? He's not old enough to understand.
Sir.
As a parent, I am supposed to protect him, and you know, we're never going to listen to your station yet.
Okay, please promise me that you will never listen to this station again and that you'll never call in again, because honestly, I could probably talk to the GM and owner here, and they probably don't want you to listen to this station ever again.
Pause.
I think this is legit, man. Because when I work in a radio station, we used to get calls all day because I was working for like a talk. It was sports and talk radio, and we used to have conservative guys who would do shows in the afternoon, and I would run board for them every once in a while, and we would get callers that would just, but how could he spew this hatred towards Obama and all this nonsense?
All right, Dutch, well, here you go. Get him on the show. I want to interview this guy.
Okay.
I want him on.
I don't think it's fake, man.
Well, fine, but if this is the guy, he's a young dude in fucking.
And he's into radio. Yeah, I can get him.
I get. He's in fucking bullshit Indiana. I'm sure he's gonna want to call in.
And he's in a legit radio studio. I mean, if you look at the pictures, like he's there. So
right now, if that is a Zoo York shirt, I already hate him.
Oh yeah, he's a douche, but he works for
Zoo York shirt. If it is.
Could
I don't
you
want
just for a second maybe go? Okay, this may be real.
Fine, go ahead, play it.
Well, good,
because
we don't need your...
See, the problem is that you're living in the past, sir. We live in the 21st century.
I live in America.
Yeah,
okay?
And America is the land of the free. No, sir. America is the land of the free, and you should be able to love whoever you want.
Yeah, and I need to be free of gays.
Here's the thing. If it was fake, why would he record this on his on the camera studio?
If it were fake.
Why wouldn't he have it processed through the studio mic into his actual mic? Why would he have the speakerphone on?
Because they wanted to put it on the internet?
Because
they would make more sense to have it through processors.
And first off, Dutch, I get it. You want it to be real, and so do I. I really do want it to be
real.
I really do. I really do.
This is real.
No,
I work at a radio station. This is real.
I'm not against Dutch. I'm not against you. I want it to be real. But all I'm saying is that the internet has turned me into a cynical person, and I need it to be proven. That's all.
You know what? No. Jimmy Kimmel did it to us.
You just show me the Jimmy Kimmel video.
Jimmy Kimmel did it to us. He made the internet not real.
Fine. Play it. Play more. I want more.
All right. Well, what I'll do is, since you're so mad about me posting, you know, the message that I put on Facebook, I'll be sure to post this video on there, too. And I'm sure so many people will love you for this, all right?
You don't.
Why don't you say your name? Where are you calling from?
My name's Craig, and that's all you need to know.
Okay, well, Craig, you have a wonderful day, and peace and love be with you, sir.
God's watching you.
Okay, yep, I'm sure he is.
Real or fake, he's terrible.
He sounds like he's in the biggest market he'll ever be in.
Yeah, whatever.
I get it. I wanted to be real, but it just sounded, when he said Merca, and by the way, Shosa has been on with a few things. He goes, he does have a young voice. He sounds like a young guy trying to do an old man impression. He doesn't sound like someone old enough to be saying the things he's saying. The guy on the phone, I mean. It sounded like if I was saying, yeah, Merca, and
we'll fags. Find out. We'll find out. I'll Snopes it.
And queers and fags. And, you know, it doesn't, I mean, I wanted to be real, but if this was real, there'd be a lot more fags and queers dropped. That's the other thing. There's not enough cursing for it to be real. Because all of a sudden he calls them homos and not fags, you know, like that doesn't sound.
Yeah, whatever. I mean, the thing is, dude, I used to get crazy calls all the time about the like stuff that I didn't think people would get offended by, and they would.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like when I was running boards for other radio shows, it's just. You know what I mean? Like you just get these calls, and this guy actually had the wherewithal of like, okay, I'm just gonna record this one because I'm sure, Radio DJ, we get these dumb calls every goddamn day with someone who has a problem. Like, you know, play more Molly Hatchet. Like what? Like stuff that you don't even think about. You just and it's like this guy actually had the wherewithal, like during while either a song is playing or during a commercial break, just to take a call and be like, okay, I'm sick of. People getting all homophobic, but he's in Indiana. He's in Indiana. That kind of shit is pretty prevalent out there. So,
all right. Well, I wanted to bring something up.
Before you do that, real quick, I'm just going to post a picture, and you ask me what it's for.
Okay, Dutch. Well, I'll wait for you to post it.
Post picture.
Dutch. What? Whoa. What's that for?
That is Sydney Leathers, the rat bitch who sold out Anthony Weiner. You remember Anthony Weiner? However long ago. Yeah. With the whole text or sexting scandal, and then after he said he was done with it, he did it again while he was trying to run for mayor. This bitch showed up to his campaign election party.
Good.
Good for him.
And she has like a sex video out right now, and she's not, I don't know, something about her.
She has some full on. I don't know if those are double D's or bigger. Her tits are big.
She got big old titties.
All right. Well, there's a listener on Twitter who sent me a message, and this listener is in the UK, and they want to be interviewed because they have a project. They're in college in the UK. They have a project. It's a girl. It's a female, and it's about feminism.
Ashley?
And it's about feminism. And they want us to do an interview. And now, Dutch, I think it would be a good idea if we have this interview about feminism on the air.
Okay.
Not today, obviously. We're going to set it up. But I just wanted to let you know that there are people listening, and it's some sort of project, and I think we could give some hard-hitting facts.
Is this pro-feminism?
I don't – I think
or
it's
pro. Or is it just in general, and we're supposed to just give our opinions?
I think it's pro.
And they've heard our show.
Yes, they've heard the show.
I like women because they have tits.
See, there you go. So far, we're doing good.
I don't know if we're the best people.
I think we are.
To be asking questions about
them. I love big titties.
I think we are. So I figure we set this up. I think if anything.
I'm curious.
You know how off air, Dutch, we're always saying.
I would put her left titty in my mouth.
You know how off-air, Dutch, we're always saying we're the voice of feminism, like, for internet
radio? All the time, yeah. That's, like, our motto, mainly. We're trying to actually switch the show format to that, but we're trying to ease listeners into it.
Yeah, like, listen, we're going to bring the ha-has. We say that, too, because we're hip.
More like the ta-tas.
Yeah, but we're going to
bring the ha-has and the ta-tas.
Well, we're going to save the ta-tas. Because if you talk about, if you call them ta-tas, it makes it less scary that it's still cancer eating away the tits. So we are going to do that on air, and I think it's going to be good for the listeners. And I would really like the listeners to send her a tweet.
I hope that her professor gives her a solid A for whatever we deliver back
to
her.
At cute, K-U-T-E, cute with a K.
Hey,
I believe that's cut.
It's K-U-T-E, Could
she's a cutter.
K-U-S-H, Kitty, K-I-T-T-Y. The initials are K-K-K. you should let her know.
Racist, titty, feminist.
That we...
Probably bad teeth, too.
Guys, I want to have this interview, so be nice on Twitter. I'm trusting you listeners. Prove to me that I'm not, I don't have to be mean to you guys.
Wait, so what is her agenda again?
But she asked,
no agenda.
She asked you, though.
She asked me.
So... If she knows,
she knows
our
the show. She's funny,
and she
her name on Twitter is Meow.
So how on earth could we frighten her at this point?
We're not going to frighten her. But
hold on. There's a picture in her media gallery. Did she do the fat face filter?
Yeah, that's
okay.
Fat face.
All right, I get it. I guess
she's not really fat. I don't think. I really. I mean, like I said, this is just
today.
Yeah,
it's blurry below.
Okay, because I was looking at her actual picture, and that doesn't look like her at all. So
it's blurry.
So anyway, it's a book about feminism. She's from a class about feminism. And I guess
where is she from again? I'm sorry.
The UK. I don't know exactly where. England.
He's messing with
London.
You.
London?
He may be messing with
Who's
you.
Who's he?
Joel?
What was I doing?
No, he's not messing with me. He's being serious.
Oh, because you said the UK like 10,000 times.
Yeah. I
was paying
attention.
You interrupted your sentence just halfway to point out that she was from the UK.
I was watching a sex video. Sorry.
Oh, figure, all right.
Is it the wiener one?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I guess we're saying repeated enough because you're a poor listener, Joel.
Mm-hmm. Anywho,
I knew he had the reins, and then I actually started getting interested in what he had to say. So,
yeah. Well, she has a nice body.
She's kind of cute.
She also likes cats a lot.
She does like cats a lot. That's kind of a deal breaker when they're like this into cats.
She's a fan of cats. She is.
I think she likes pussy.
Okay. Well,
she likes risky business pictures.
Yeah.
Ooh,
okay.
I'm gonna get this picture.
What are you doing?
You said that like such a creep.
Are you saving these pictures?
I'm not saving them. I'm posting them in picture. The chat so people can see.
Are you? Okay.
You're the greatest.
It's the largest bride I've seen.
She's a dark redhead. I get it.
Such likes redhead.
So she has a feminist book, and okay, so we're trying to get her on the show next week.
Not feminist book. She's in college.
Oh, I'm sorry.
And she has.
So we're giving her credit.
An assignment. So, yeah, this is going to directly affect her assignment.
So basically, we're just going to allow Marie to take over the whole interview then.
Right. And it's going to be, you know, there. So there you go.
The strong feminist that is Marie. Because she loves women.
I'm strong and I'm feminine and I'm proud.
Look at those tits.
Okay. Well, why don't we relax?
And I may hit on her.
Okay, that's nice. Fine.
I'll give her that.
Okay. All right. Well. Anyway, that is that's coming up soon. So I'll set it up. Don't worry about it.
This is exciting.
Yeah. I mean, so we'll be talking to some kids, I guess, about the future and feminism.
This is a cause for celebration.
What the fox say? Hey Dutch, no, what the feminists say?
I have. I have a question.
Yes, Marie.
Does information slowly trickle to Europe's like music trends? Like, are they years behind?
Yeah, they just got Right Said Fred.
Okay, cool.
So now you know. All right, Mitch, why don't we stop? Why don't we stop doing that though? Like, are we just posting? Just going to post pictures?
That's all I'm doing.
Okay, I see that. But at this point, it's kind of creepy. Now you're being creepy.
Yeah, it's really creepy.
I mean,
she's cute. I don't care. I'm going to keep looking at her pictures.
This is a public...
I'm doing research into
this.
How's
it creepy? This is public on her Twitter, which we promoted. We just wanted our listeners to see how nice those fucking tits were.
Guys, feminist.
Look at those boobs.
It's a class about feminism. I mean, I don't know if that's the best way to describe it. But
speaking of feminism, she got punched in the face.
All right.
Uh-oh.
Oh,
guys, come on.
That may or may not be fake blood.
I think she got punched in the face. We should ask her about that one. Marie, because this is going to be your interview with her. You have to ask her about that.
Okay.
So, all right, let's get out of here. All right. So, why are you guys better?
Well, can you be specific?
Marie. Tard.
I'm better because I'm going to teach the kids about feminism next week.
Royce?
I'm better because...
I'm the one who brought that to the show, stupid.
Actually, Sully brought it to the show. Thanks, Sully.
I had it ready to go, and I was going to bring this to the show way before he sent it to you. Just because it got sent. No, time out. No.
I don't care what this fake Eagles fan says. Thank you, Sully.
Sully sent it to you because it was viral, and I had already had it, and I had it loaded up as my song to get. Never mind. I'm not going to explain things to you.
Then why didn't you tell us about it?
Because you're a dumb woman. Because I wanted you to go, what the fuck are you playing going into the show?
Fly, Eagle, fly, huh?
Yep.
Mitch.
Hashtag stupid.
I am better than you because health insurance is for queers and rich people.
Thank you.
Royce.
Dutch. I am better than you because we are going to broaden the mind of a young lady across the seas.
And I am better than you because I've turned around on Miley Cyrus. I don't hate her so much anymore, and I kind of want to put it in her hiney.
First off, it's too wordy.
As opposed to yours?
No, mine was funny, witty, charming. I mean, whatever adjectives you want.
I think I was just trying to go for more of, relevant stuff that we talk about in the show. So. All right, thanks for listening, everybody. We'll see you guys next week. Dutch and Royce, 10 to midnight, obviously.
Stupid.
Hippo Juice tomorrow night, 7 to 9. Here on morelikeradio.com, obviously, and follow us on our Twitters and all that kind of stuff. Go to morelikeradio.com and make sure that you download all the shows that are on. We have a bunch of really good new shows on, such as The Gentleman Show, High Society, things like that. If you guys are fans of Ron and Fez, Pepper Hicks, his show, obviously, right? High Society is on this station now. And
I also say we have a big interview tomorrow. We'll be interviewing Peyton Manning's pubic trimmings.
Peyton Manning?
Pubic trimmings.
It will be a very short interview, but either way, thanks for listening, everybody. We'll see you guys next week.